that you will be gracious and patient with us as we worship God together. We have several announcements this morning. Today we are celebrating the baptism of Kate Catherine Layla Cecil, and we are delighted to welcome her into the family of God. In honor of her baptism, if you'll look in the announcements, this is also listed in the announcements. Amy and Jim Horn are presenting a Bible to Holly Grove Lutheran Church today in memory of Lauren Suzanne Cecil and Carl and Edely Conrad, and in honor of their great-grandchildren, Kaylee Lauren Frank, Cameron Keith Cecil, and Catherine Layla Cecil, on the day of Kate's baptism. This Bible represents the first edition of the 1611 King James Bible, and it was produced for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, which was in 2017. So we give you thanks, Jim and Amy, for this gift to Holly Grove Lutheran Church. There are several announcements listed. I'll let you go over those, including the notes for the flower sign-up sheets in the ramp hallway for Christmas poinsettias. Tomorrow evening, we have our council meeting. In two Sundays, we are going to have our semi-annual congregational meeting in which we will approve our 2022 budget. We will elect four new members to council for the upcoming 3 years. And immediately following the semi-annual meeting, we are calling a meeting for all the treasurers of all the accounts here at Holly Grove. So if you are a treasurer of an account, plan on staying for a few minutes after that annual meeting. We have a few birthdays this week. Gaynell Davis, Rick Curry, and Jeff Valletto. Also this week, Mandy and Shane Lawrence have an anniversary. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today is also the first Sunday of the month, and so immediately following our offering, we will take up our basket offering, which will go toward the pastor's discretionary fund. The pastor's discretionary fund, which used to be called the Helping Hands Fund, is a fund where if somebody comes to me with a need of any kind, it is at my discretion that I can unanimously offer them a gift for whatever they may need. So that basket offering will come around after our offering. Hopefully many of you grabbed the time and talents sheet for 2022. We have shortened it and made it brief. I promise it's easy to fill out, check a few boxes, add in your contact information, and you're done. You can slip it in the offering plate, or you can mail it into the church office. Even if you are not signing up to offer your time or service for the upcoming year, please give us your current contact information. We're finding that we have a lot of emails and phone numbers that are out of date. So at the very least, please give us your current contact information. A couple more things. We have two prayer shawls here. Joyce Weaver is the neighbor of Marie and Jim Palmer and has recently gone onto hospice. And so we pray for her. Wilson Hearn has had some pretty significant, I saw him a minute, here he is. Wilson, there you are. Has had some pretty significant injuries and trauma to his knee, and this coming week is having a pretty significant knee surgery. So we want to pray for him, for the surgery, and for his recovery. And although we don't have a prayer shawl up here for Tim Hilton, Tim and Raven got a call this morning that there is a kidney for Tim, and they are on their way to Raleigh for a kidney transplant this morning. And so we lift up Tim and Raven. This is going to be a long process of healing for him, but we hope that it will greatly improve his quality of life. So let us pray. God, we give you thanks that when we come to you in prayer, that you hear us, that you know the needs that we speak aloud and the needs that are unspoken and remain in our hearts and minds. This morning, we lift up to you Joyce Weaver, who has recently entered into hospice care. God, we pray that you would give her a comfortable and safe journey into your arms. Be with her care providers, be with her family, and comfort them with your presence. We pray for Wilson, for his surgery this week, that you would give the doctors and nurses steady hands, wisdom, clarity, and compassion as they care for him. And that as he recovers, that he would have pain well managed, and that he would be able to regain his strength and flexibility back. We pray that as they are surrounded by these prayer shells, that they would also feel surrounded by the love and prayers of all of us here at Holly Grove. And we lift up to you Tim and Raven this morning, who are excitedly traveling to Raleigh for Tim's kidney transplant. We pray that you would be with the entire team of doctors and nurses as they perform the surgery, that you would grant Tim a safe and healthy recovery, and that you would be with the family and loved ones of the person who has died and who has so generously and amazingly given his or her kidney to Tim. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And finally, we are about to have the handbells offer our prelude this morning. But before we do that, I want to lift up that recently, with a very generous gift from Barbara Kepley's Memorial Fund, we were able to send all of our handbells in to get repaired, to get tuned up, to get cleaned up. Look at how shiny and beautiful they are. And all of our handbell players were able to get some new gloves. So let us pray as we rededicate these handbells to the praise and glory of God. We give you thanks, O God, creator of the universe, for your abundant gifts. The whole earth reflects your glory, and all your creatures praise you. We lift our voices to join the sounds and song of heaven and earth, of things seen and unseen, in praise of your glory. We give you thanks for our sister Barbara and her lifelong love of music. We give you thanks that she used her voice and talents to bring honor and praise to your name. Send your blessing upon us and upon these handbells, which we rededicate to your praise and glory. By your Holy Spirit, let these handbells enliven the proclamation of your word, to the building up of your church, and to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. please stand? We gather together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name, amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from the 25th chapter of Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines stained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all people, the sheath that is spread over all nations, and he will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces and the disgrace of his people, and he will walk away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said that on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is the 24th psalm. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it,
the world and those who dwell therein.
For the Lord has founded it upon the seas
and established it upon the rivers.
Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord?
And who may stand in God's holy place?
Those of innocent hands and purity of heart,
who do not swear on God's being, nor do they pledge by what is false.
They shall receive blessings from the Lord,
and righteousness from the God of their salvation.
Such is the generation of those who seek you, O Lord.
Of those who seek your face, O God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O everlasting doors.
The King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory?
The Lord is strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O everlasting doors. Who is this King of glory? The second reading is from Revelation. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth has passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a voice, a loud voice, from the throne saying, See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them, and they will be his peoples. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, See, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. Then he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. And I'm going to start a little bit before verse 32. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. And Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, The teacher is here and is calling for you. And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews were with her in the house, consoling her. Mary got up quickly and went to go out. She followed her because she thought they were going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of a blind man have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Mary, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead for 4 days. But Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Unbind him. Let him go." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Can I just say I love it that our three confirmands have joined the children up here? That makes me so happy. Here, Sawyer, you want to have a seat over here? How about over here, Everett? Is that a good place? I'll stand over here. Good morning, everybody. So today is a very special Sunday. There are two big things happening today. One, Kate is getting baptized. And two, we are remembering the names and people of all of those that we've loved who have died in the last 2 years. And so we call this Sunday All Saints Sunday. Does anybody know what a saint is? Well, sometimes we tend to think of saints as people who are well known and who have done really remarkable things, that they're famous. And we kind of think of these saints as saints with a capital S, that they're really special and did great things for God. And then there are saints who are everyday saints just like us, where we spend our days loving God and loving others. And just because we might not be famous or we might not be on the news or well known by a lot of people, we are still saints. Because when we are baptized, God adopts us as God's daughters and sons. And when we are adopted, we become saints of God. So all of us up here are saints. And all of these folks are saints. And all of God's people all over the world are saints. And each Sunday when we say in the Apostles' Creed, "I believe in the communion of saints," that's what we're saying we believe in. That God's family is so big and we are all adopted and loved by God. We are all God's children and we are all saints of God. So can you turn to your neighbor and say, "You are a saint of God"? Can you do that? Say, "You are a saint." So Kate, you are a saint. Maddie, you are a saint. Rosalie, you are a saint. Kaylee, you are a saint. Ava, you are a saint. Gracie, you are a saint. Cameron, you are a saint. Everett, you are a saint. And Sawyer, you are a saint. We are all saints of God. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for adopting us as your children. Help us to remember that we are your saints and you love us so very much. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thanks for coming up. You can go back to your seats. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All Saints Sunday is my favorite Sunday of the whole year. I get so excited that I had in my mind four children's sermons for today. I just had to wait and see who was up here to see which one I might do. I look forward to this Sunday all year long. And it is because my hopes and my dreams for an extended family are realized in the communion of saints. As many of you know, I was adopted when I was 23. And so I had 23 years to think about and dream about what it might be like to have a family. And part of those dreams were to have a big, extended family. You know, the kind you see on Christmas movies where you all get together and you fill up a house and you fill up tables. That's the kind of extended family that I dreamt about. It's the kind of family that I have gotten to witness in many of your lives as we've journeyed together these last few months. The first time I went to seminary in Chicago, it was December of my first semester. Everyone had been talking about plans to go home for Christmas and what they were going to do while they were home, see their families. And the pain of not having that same reality was deep for me. One evening, our seminary community had a Christmas celebration before the semester ended. We shared a meal together and had worship service, where we gathered together and sang Christmas hymns. And there was a moment where I was so overcome with gratitude and joy, because as I heard everybody singing and as I looked around, I realized that these people were my family, and that God had given me the desire of my heart, that this was my extended family in the communion of saints. Already in my baptism, God had given me a big extended family. It's one of the reasons why Sundays are my favorite day of the week, because we all get to come together and worship God together, and I get to be with my big extended family. Each Sunday, we profess our faith in the Apostles' Creed, saying that we believe in the communion of saints. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the communion of in the Holy Catholic Church and the communion of saints. But I think because the communion of saints is such a mysterious thing for us, it's easy to pass over it. It's not a mystery because it isn't true. Instead, it's a mystery because we can't really explain it. We can't fully understand it. But just because we can't explain it or fully understand it doesn't mean that it isn't true. The communion of saints is the entire people of God, past, present, and future. It's those who have lived and died. It's those of us here and all over the world who are still living, and it's those who are yet to come. The communion of saints, therefore, crosses and spans all of time and all of place. It is the church universal. Another name for the communion of saints is the family of God. In our baptism, we are adopted by God. God names us and claims us as God's own children. And in doing so, we become sisters and brothers to one another in the entire communion of saints. It's one of the reasons why Kate having her baptism today is so very special. Because on behalf of the whole church, we get to be the ones who welcome her into the communion of saints, into the family of God. In the mystical community of the communion of saints, the saints in heaven and the saints on earth, we remain united. We are unseparated by death. This is part of what it means to be the body of Christ, that all of the communion of saints are unseparated by death. This is most fully realized at the communion table. At the Lord's table, we gather with the faithful of every time and every place, every time we have the Lord's Supper. When we celebrate Holy Communion, we feast with those who have been, with those who are, and with those who will come after us. In the prayer of the day today, it said to God, "You have knit us together into one mystical body, the body of Christ. We are one body." I don't know how many of you have been in churches that around the altar there's a communion rail. Now, it's different in every church, but there is a Swedish custom, and so a lot of churches that have Swedish origin, you will see a semicircle around the altar. But there's only half of a half semicircle altar rail because the back half doesn't have the rail. The other half doesn't have a rail because it symbolizes the saints who have departed from this life, who are participating with us in the meal of God. Because when our loved ones die in the Lord, they are with us, simultaneously feasting in the marriage supper of the Lamb that we read about in Revelation. When we come to the Lord's table and feast on the body and blood of Christ, we are united with the communion of saints in this meal, and we experience a foretaste of the feast to come. And so today, on All Saints Sunday, we celebrate that and our loved ones are forever, by God's grace, a part of the communion of saints, and that we are forever joined to them. And yet, today probably feels less than celebratory for many of you. For many of us, maybe we feel a little bit more like Mary and Martha today, where our loved ones have recently been placed in the tomb, and the pain of losing them and the grief is so very raw. We know all too well the grief of Mary and Martha and Jesus. Death hurts, even for Jesus. Even with prophecies and promises to wipe away every tear, Jesus cried. He knew Lazarus would be again in moments, alive again in moments, but still, he cried. Jesus knew that death here is not forever, and he still cried. He knew eternity and the kingdom of God better than anyone, and yet he wept. Jesus wept because knowing the end of the story doesn't mean you can't cry at the sad parts. I started the gospel reading a little bit earlier than the prescribed lesson because I don't think we can fully understand that the promises of the resurrection are for today as much as they are for after we die. We can't fully understand them without hearing Jesus say, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live." Jesus is saying, "I am." Remember, is the name that God gives God's self at the burning bush with Moses. And it's a verb. God's name is not a noun like our names are. God's name is a verb, an active verb. And so Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life." When we hear or read this, we so often associate life with eternal life. And we associate eternal life with the future. However, this is not what Jesus meant. Jesus is the resurrection and the life now, here and now. And the resurrection lays claim on our lives today. When we are baptized, we die to sin and to death and to ourselves, and we rise with Christ. Now, these days, especially in the Lutheran Church, when we baptize an infant, we don't immerse them in water. We don't dunk them in water, although the early church used to, but we don't do that anymore. But it's very symbolic because what would happen is when we are baptized into Christ's death. We enter into the tomb with him. We enter into his death. And then when we rise up out of the water, we are baptized into Christ's resurrection, and we rise with Christ into new life. And that new life that we rise up into is eternal life. And it begins at the font. Our eternal life does not begin when we breathe our last here on earth. Our eternal life begins at the font. The resurrection lays claim on our lives today because we have already died with Christ in our baptism, and we are living the resurrected life now. And the resurrected life is life abundant, a life in which we are set free from the power of sin and death and self, and we are set free to love God with our whole heart and our whole mind and our whole bodies and our whole strength. And we are set free to love others as ourselves. The resurrected life we live here and now is full of love and hope and of God's mercy and forgiveness. And it is a life of living with the communion of saints here and now in the family of God forever. In just a few minutes, Kate is going to be brought to the font to be baptized. God is going to adopt her as God's beloved daughter, and she will be baptized into Christ's death. She will die to self and to sin and to death, and she will rise to new and everlasting life with Jesus. Everlasting life for Kate begins today, not someday in the future. And in these waters, Kate, like all of us, meets those who have gone before us. She becomes united forever with the communion of saints. And she, like us, is connected by God's grace to those of us gathered here and to those of us who have gone on before her. Her great-grandparents, her big sister, Lauren. And when we come to this table, we meet them here. We meet all of those who have gone before us, those whose rest is won. So when you come to this big extended family meal today, dip your hand in the water of the font. Make the sign of the cross over yourself and remind yourself that you are forever a member of the communion of saints, of the family of God. Eat this meal with your loved ones. And even as we are strengthened and nourished for today, we are also given a foretaste of the feast to come when we will be fully reunited with those whom we have loved and lost in the presence of God. Hear again this promise from Isaiah. The Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And God will destroy the shroud that is cast over all peoples. God will swallow up death forever. This is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you. At this time, I would like to invite the Cecil family and Kate's sponsors to join me at the font. Hi, Kate. If you will, in your hymnals, please turn to page 227. It's at the very front of the hymnal, page 227. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with the baptized into one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and are joined in mission, God's mission for the life of the world. You all may be seated. Keith and Lori, called by the Holy Spirit and trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have your daughter baptized into Christ? If so, say, I do. As you bring your daughter to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with her among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and to the Holy Supper, to teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, and to nurture her in faith and prayer, so that your daughter may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help your daughter grow in the Christian faith and life? If so, say, I do. Sponsors, do you promise to nurture Kate in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit and to help her live in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church? If so, say, I do. People of God, do you promise to support Kate and pray for her in her new life in Christ? If so, say, we do. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to reject sin and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? I renounce them. Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? I renounce them. Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? I renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. Third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and mighty, you are the river of life. You are the everlasting wellspring. You are the fire of rebirth. Glory to you for oceans and lakes, for rivers and streams. Honor to you for cloud and rain, for dew and snow, Your waters are below us, around us, and above us. Our life is born in you. You are the fountain of resurrection. Praise to you for your saving waters. Noah and the animals survive the flood. Hagar discovers your well. The Israelites escape through the sea and they drink from your gushing rock. Naaman washes his leprosy away and the Samaritan woman will never be thirsty again. At this font, Holy God, we pray. Praise to you for the water of baptism and for your word that saves us in this water. Breathe your spirit into all who are gathered here and into all creation. Illumine our days, enliven our bones, dry our tears. Wash away the sin within us and drown the evil around us. Satisfy all our thirst with your living water, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Okay, if you will bring Kate over. And if you'll hold her upside down. I thought it might be easier if you did a hi, sweet girl. Hi, sweet girl. Kate, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kate, you belong to Jesus, in whom you have been baptized. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth. Cleanse them from sin and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Kate with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge of the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Catherine Layla, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify our Father in heaven.
Let us welcome the newly baptized.
We welcome you, sweet girl. Kate, I want you to meet your family. This is your big extended family. Oh, you are so, so loved, and they have promised to love you and to pray for you, to put the scriptures in your hands and teach you about Jesus and how much God loves you. They're going to pray for you. There's Maddie. You're going to be in confirmation and Sunday school together. These are all your brothers and sisters. These are people who have been praying for you for so long. And we are so glad that you are here and that you are with us. And we promise to love and care and pray for you. Beautiful, beautiful child of God. With applause, let us welcome Kate into the communion of saints. after worship, the Cecils will come out to the steps with me if you'd like to greet them and congratulate them out there. There's also a reception provided by the fellowship committee. Do you want to go see Mom? Want to go see Mom? Okay, you can go sit back down.
Eternal God, you hold affirm amid the changes of this world. Hear us now as we pray for the church and the world and everyone in need. Merciful God, we praise you for the gift of the church handed down through the ages and for all who carry on the service ministry of Jesus. Send your Holy Spirit upon all who are discerning calls to ministry in its many forms, and equip them with your gifts. Hear us, O God. Hear us, O God. Creating God, we praise you for abundant harvest and goodness of creation. Create communities of care for your earth, so that all land, water, and soil will be celebrated and cherished by future generations of saints. Hear us, O God. God of peace, we give you thanks for nations of peace that serve as a refuge for all whose homelands are afflicted with violence. Strengthen those who continue to work for peace and support all veterans who carry the scars of war. Hear us, O God. God of healing, we give you thanks for health care workers who labor around the clock to answer cries for help. Bring wholeness to all who suffer with post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, and all who are in need of healing in any way, especially Gary, Dean, Teresa, Jean, the family of Harold and Jimmy Beck, Gary and Judy, Bill, Raven and Tim, Crystal, the family of Edley Conrad, Duty, John, Karen, James, Wilson, and our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we name now aloud or on our lips or silently in our hearts. Hear us, O God. God of justice, we pray you for feeding the ministries and for all meals that bring people together for nourishment and fellowship. Bless chefs, bakers, servers, dishwashers, communion assistants, and meal ministry coordinators. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God, our hope, we remember all who have died and now rest in you. We remember especially all those who have lost their lives, their loved ones to COVID-19. Comfort all who mourn and give us your strength until that day when crying and pain are no more. Hear us, O God.
God, our protection and strength, we entrust to you all for whom we pray.
Remain with us always through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. This next portion of our service, we remember together in in the last year, but we were not able to gather together in person this year. And so this year we have 34 names, 34 people whom we remember with great love. As each name is read, a candle will be lit. The light from the Paschal candle will be used because this candle represents the resurrection of Jesus Christ, in which we all have life. The bell will be rung, reminding us that each person is seen and heard and held forever in God's loving embrace. Let us pray. God of grace and glory, we remember before you today our sisters and brothers. We thank you for giving them to us to know and to love as companions in our pilgrimage on earth. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us faith to see that death has been swallowed up in the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may live in confidence and hope until by your call we are gathered to our heavenly home in the company of all your saints. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Lydia York. Dwight Everhart. Barbara Kepley. Burnett Monteith. Bill Roberts. Etta Lee Conrad. Harold Beck. Evelyn Rebecca Fulbright. Sheila Haynes. Jessica Bennett. Lane Bivens. Jimmy Harrison. Dale Anderson. Richard Dickey Swing. Kay Kepley. Jack Frank. Jeff Queen. Paul Carter. Robert Schuler. Philip Gregory Carroll. Betty Garner Ball. Wayne Easter. Ronnie Evans Smith. Kara Heitman. Dale Ettinger. Jimmy Beck. Norman Kleinard. Lisa Kepley. Billy Joe Coleman. Sunny Sheffield. Bobby Hilterbrand. Kenneth McCandies Jr. Betty Essek, Dean Demaria, let us pray. Almighty God, in holy baptism, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion of saints, the body of Christ. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to share the new life in Christ. Give courage and faith to all who mourn, and a sure and certain hope in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may have strength for the days ahead. Grant to us who are still on our pilgrimage and who walk as yet by faith, that where the world groans in grief and pain, your Holy Spirit may lead us to bear witness to your light and life. Help us in the midst of things we cannot understand to believe and trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, and the resurrection to life everlasting. God of all grace, we give you thanks because by his death, our Savior Jesus Christ destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will ever be able to separate us from your love. In Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share a sign of God's peace with those around you.
Let us pray. Holy God, the earth is yours and everything in it, yet you have chosen to dwell among your creatures. Come among us now in these gifts of bread and wine, and strengthen us to be your body for the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is indeed right,
our duty and our joy, that we should
at all times and in all places
give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God,
our
Savior Jesus Christ. By the witness of your saints, you show us the hope of our calling and strengthen us to run the race set before us. And merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who, on the cross, opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant shed in my blood for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. A feast of love is offered here for you and for all the saints.
Thank you. Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Blessed Jesus, at this table you have been for us both host and meal. Now send us forth to extend our tables and to share your gifts until that day when all feast together, when we all feast together at your heavenly banquet. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Lead on by the saints before us. Go in peace to serve the Lord.